Town of Lackawanna to order on September 2nd, 2015. Members of the board are present. The media has been notified. We need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made in second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the general fund of $47,964 to $47,994 and of the ambulance of $1,643 to $1,646.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made in second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the August 19th, 2015 regular town board meeting.
So moved as read.
Second.
Motion made in second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Treasurer's report.
We did receive the August settlement of $255,752.19, and that has been deposited into our tax account at First Merit Bank. Other than that, the, nothing too much exciting happening, so the transfer station's getting less and less. We'll probably have a big, big hurrah, last hurrah this weekend. So therefore, in the regular town accounts, we are now over a million at the time being, of $1,037,884.53. And in the ambulance account, we have $397,909.76.
I'll make a motion to approve the treasurer's report as submitted.
I'll second.
Motion made in second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number eight, discussion possible action, environmental site assessment estimates. We had the other two site assessment estimates that were sent along from the tribe. I did get a third one from Coleman Engineering of Ironwood, which you have. Pretty much, he did, anyway, he told me he contacted Hanson.
Kristen.
Kristen. And discussed it with her and is including in here the scope of work in which they were looking for, which is the site assessment and then testing soil and groundwater for, to see if there is any possible contamination from the sand salt. Their total cost estimate is $14,050. The other ones were...
One was 16, one was 26.
Yeah.
Does this include a survey?
No. No, it doesn't. He was going to get me one.
Oh, this would be a separate?
Yeah. He was gonna get me one to, which is later on in the agenda.
Okay.
Oh, we had it on here. Not on this one.
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, it's on here.
But anyway, he was gonna get me one. This is just for their testing. Now, I had talked...
This is the wrong paper.
Oh, we got the second.
It is.
There's an amended one.
I think you said the amended one too, yeah.
I'm sorry, I printed the wrong one this morning.
Okay.
Anyway, I did talk to Butch St. Germain about it and told him that, you know, we would send him the estimates that we had too, since it is involving tribally owned land. So now I guess with having that and the other two, what might be your pleasure?
I definitely think we'll go with the least expensive. I mean, I think they're all certified for the same type of, you know, the assessment is gonna be, should be the same, of the same standard. So I, you know, I mean, I guess I would make the motion to approve the $14,050. But my concern for discussion is where are we gonna get the money from? Because we did talk about the money that would be used for the fish.
Is this to be done this year? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would say we talked about it at the last meeting and using that hatchery money.
How much was that hatchery money?
$15,000.
It's either that or check with them, I guess, and see if, you know, work done this year, paid for out of next year's budget.
Go out next year.
I don't like to do that. We've got the money. I think we should use it that way. That would be a logical use of that money since we're not getting any fish planting.
We can't buy fish. Jim?
It says it's just for assessment, but is that for mitigation also if there's problems?
We don't know what the problems are, so.
First stage.
So that's another.
Yeah, you don't know what potential mitigation you have there. This is just assessment.
We're exposing the liability at this point. And that's something that we have to deal with. To wait on it is not going to make it better.
No. If there is something there, it won't go away. So we need to find out what, if anything, is there, and then go from there.
The other two bids that you have, do those include surveys?
We didn't know, but the survey that we have, which is kind of jumping ahead, the survey that we have, the bid for the survey still added onto this would be cheaper than the other lowest one.
Gotcha.
Come on, this reputable firm and.
Oh, they've.
The lowest price and having the money.
Home and Engineering has been in business for decades.
So if we're, I don't remember, we don't have those other bids in front of us, but the Wilderness Surveying's bid is at $1,350.
Yep.
So I'm just saying is even if we had to add that, if they included that, if we added this together, it would still be less than the other.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
So I do have a motion on the table for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the proposal bid from Coleman Engineering for the site assessment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. I will, we'll get that off to Butch and I'll contact George.
Send a copy of this also?
Yes, yeah. I want them to get a copy of it so that they can. Okay, discussion, possible actions, sand salt shed estimates. You've got one here from Penal Buildings. There was another one that came from the town of Nokomis, and I have Pete here because he dealt with this a lot more than I did.
The one from Nokomis is just, they had sent us some information on what their building costs, but I haven't got any other information on what kind of building it is, any specs, anything. They just sent.
This was a wood frame building. I've seen it. I never really looked closely at it. I mean, it was a few years ago, a couple of years ago.
Are there any DOT requirements or any state requirements for the specs for a storage building like this for sand and salt?
The engineer at Penal tells me there is. I haven't researched it yet to find out for sure if there's or not.
Maybe to cut back on some legwork, if you contact Jared Maney, he might be able to help you along a lot faster.
Didn't you call him?
I had called him and asked him what about the last creosote frame building, and he didn't have any of the paperwork at hand and said if we wanted to go any further, he could dig up the paperwork. But then I don't know if they still use those or not. I'll have to find that out.
Yeah, what I'm concerned with here is I want something that's going to last a long time and we get the best bang for our buck, you know what I'm saying, without going overboard.
Right.
I mean, this isn't going to be like the showpiece of Black the Flambeau. But I think it's important to keep that in mind is we're looking at functionality more so, you know what I mean?
They do make the Quonset hut style ones with the fabric material, mm-hmm. and seeing those around, but
right.
if something happens to that fabric, you know, I don't know how long they last or.
But we're talking about a concrete pad regardless, right?
Yeah.
Or asphalt, yeah.
Or asphalt.
Yeah, generally in those, they put asphalt pads because of
the salt will eat up the
concrete.
Right.
I've seen those canvas buildings, they don't use them just for this purpose though either. I know a lot of farmers are starting to use them.
Yep, door details in them, they're used for a lot of things.
And I see them standing out in the middle of wide open fields, so I mean, you must be able to take a lot of abuse as long as we don't have trees falling on it and branches and stuff like that.
Right, we do burn brush out there sometimes, that'd be the only issue, which we're maybe gonna go away from that and get it chipped from now on, and that would be.
That would take that.
One of our thoughts in the past was if we're burning brush, then if we were to put it back here where it's more exposed, we questioned it too, but if it's gonna go out at the transfer station, that's an option.
Pretty safe place.
Where are we going to put our sand and salt this year for this coming winter season? Is it gonna be out at the transfer station?
That's coming up.
It's there.
That's coming up on here too. This is all moving along quickly. Jim?
Next one.
We're on the hook for the assessment and any mitigation already, right? So once that is completed, is a lease extension out of the question?
We're trying to get rid of that part. Yeah, we would really like to put it on our own property. So I guess, yeah, at this point, I think what we wanna do is, we gotta speak for our liability, but I think the ultimate goal here is, and we're trying to expedite it, is we want to stop the lease on the tribal land.
We have the land, and it's cleared, it's open, and it's actually a very good location for it in that it's at the transfer station behind the locked gate. We can keep equipment there. So it's actually a good location for it.
That's a capital expenditure versus an operating expense, isn't it? To build that thing, it's a capital expenditure?
Yes.
But we have to build one here.
We should build one anyway.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, just for, so that we don't have potential problems in the future. Like, you know, most towns, all towns stored their sand salt outside.
Right.
And then we did, we cover it and pull the covers off, but I just, it's a good idea just for the environment itself to keep it inside, keep it covered. It doesn't get rained on, it doesn't get wet, you're dealing with a better material, you're not fighting with it in the wintertime, running through the augers.
At the end of the year, we mix up our 1,000 yards, like in early November and October, because we can't let it rain on it all year.
Yeah.
And tarp it, we've been trying to do what we can, is where if it's in a building, we can get a couple 100 yards in the summer at a time when it's dry, mix it up, put it in dry. You know, we can do that in a couple of days when the weather window is good, and then another month later, we have a good couple of days, things are right, we can mix up another little batch and put it in, and then they can sit there forever and it's dry, untouched.
It can be a continuous work rather than spending a week at one time trying to get it all done.
You know, we've been talking about this for years. Back in '09, when they were throwing around all that money for shovel-ready projects, we investigated whether or not this, a building would qualify for some of that money, and it didn't.
No.
So we lost out.
I called them on a shovel-ready project on a road that was graded, ready to go, and they said, no, that's not shovel-ready.
And just for a point of fact is, we are actually in non-agreement. The agreement or the actual contract, as far as leasing that property is past due, so.
So the, you know, the lease is over, we're gonna check on the contamination, and then the storage shed is a good place to store our material.
So we're actually, this is somewhat in sort of a negotiated negotiation. But I think what the commitment of this town board is we have a problem here. If we have a problem, we gotta correct the problem. I think
right.
That is, and before we worried about whether we're gonna lease somebody else's property to put some capital investment on, which to me doesn't make a lot of sense when we have our own property, is I think we have to move ahead and we have to sever this relationship and we have to get it cleaned up if the need be.
Right, if we put up a building back here, we still don't own the property.
Correct.
Right.
The building's sitting on somebody else's property.
So I guess what we've got estimates, and I guess they're kind of. Yes?
My name is Gary, Gary Shaklinski. I have a question related to this. Does the town have any insurance to cover? No, okay.
We already checked.
All right.
Study?
Thank you.
Yeah.
You tried already.
I tried.
Good idea.
You know, we've got some cost estimates here that are all over in terms of amounts. Is this something we should
I think we need some more knowledge.
Yeah.
This is too far away from each other.
Yeah, and try to get some more background on types of buildings, what's out there, and I think solicit bids, proposals on types, you know. You can have a metal frame building, you could have a fabric covered shed with the concrete walls, you can have just a post, wood post type like the county has. I mean, those are three different types right there, you know, these outfits build them, we can try to get bids, proposals by, I don't know, as soon as we possibly can, even if we need to call a special meeting.
100%.
We can do that.
I would like to see this far enough along so that we possibly could at least have a pad down, you know what I mean? So that, yeah, I'd like to move this along so that we're not creating any more of a problem here.
If we can get a pad in for this year, that'll work, and then we can get the building.
On the end.
With the pad, where that can come later. That would work.
How does the asphalt hold up with salt?
Fine. It doesn't bother it.
Okay. Are we looking at a building that's pretty much the same size as the building that's out there now?
Well, like I said, that's a storage building for equipment. This building is, what do we have on the size of it?
40 by 80?
40 by 80.
And they're usually taller.
Yeah, and they're a lot taller so you can get the loaders in. So it's a good sized building.
And it needs some pretty good walls on it because you're pushing against it with the loader.
Right. I think they use those, you know, those fabric ones, I think they use those concrete.
That's formed concrete.
Containment.
Which should make sense, yeah.
Yeah, I think we need a little more information.
Yeah, I think if we could work on this, Pete, if you could do some legwork, and if we got to call a special meeting just for this, that surely isn't a problem with us.
Not a problem.
Well, then what we'll do is Pete and I can work on it. We'll actually advertise in the paper, but then we'll also try to solicit some of these other companies that might not see it in a local paper and see if we can't get some proposals. In terms of timing, within 3 weeks?
Snowballs are going to be.
As soon as possible. Yeah, that's ASAP, I guess.
2 weeks, you think we can do something that quick?
I'll next week get on it right away, or yet this week and start calling, finding. I've got some information on some buildings and I'll try and find out what we need.
And we did contact that one outfit that had the fabric top buildings here a couple of years ago.
Yep, and I've got some information from them. I can get ahold of somebody there and give them what we're doing.
We'll get an updated.
Yeah, even Mike had some information on those.
Right, we just, that was when we were thinking about back here.
Back here.
Right, right.
Thought that fabric is too easy to.
And we were worried about burning and cutting and damage, so.
I would think snow load would be a problem.
They're designed for that. Go to Manitowish Waters, they've got one by their airport.
Yeah, they're all over farmers using them for the bales.
I mean, I even seen it when I was in Alaska. I mean, this is something that is, whoever manufactured it, it's got to be some pretty tough stuff. And I would have to say, you know, if that ripped down, that would probably be a whole lot less expenditure than if a.
Roof gave in.
Another.
Yeah. Right.
All right, so I guess I probably a motion from the board to authorize the solicitation of bids for a sand salt shed.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Bids or proposals?
Bids or proposals.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, there's.
Yeah, I'm not looking for sealed bids on this project. We've just got to.
No, we have to go quick on many different.
Discussion, possible action, authorize bids for paving a sand salt shed pad. This is where we're getting to it. We've been out there, we cited where a pad could go and where we could get the building off the end. So you'd actually mix the sand salt into the building. That pad is, what did we finally come up with? 60, the size?
Trying to remember what, we were going to go 200 by 100, but then we figured.
We scaled it back to, 80 by 160.
What would you estimate the cost to be?
It's over the threshold for bidding, which is $25,000.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't poured concrete in a while, so I don't know.
Yeah, so. So it would be over.
So we have to get bids?
Yeah.
So what specifications are we looking?
It would be a 80 by 160 pad, 3-inch thick asphalt. The town crew is taking care of the site preparation and the gravel, getting the gravel in. So it would be just for final grading and paving, 160 by 80, 3 inches compacted.
Okay.
And that's.
Can we get bids on that? Can we?
We can get those within a couple of weeks. We'll have that at our next meeting.
At the next meeting?
Because we can, the notice, we meet the notice criteria, right?
I believe so. I think, yeah, we just have to post it twice.
Yep.
I just need the.
We just gotta meet the notice, and that I will give to you today.
Because it shouldn't take long for any contractor to come up with a price for something like that.
Okay.
24 hours if they're, know what they're doing. All right, so I guess we need a motion to authorize the bid.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Gotta look at the amended one now.
Yeah. Discussion, possible action, approval of survey for the town hall property. I did get a price from Wilderness Survey. They've done quite a bit of their work in the area and have all the information, so it was $1,350 to survey our parcel, and so that way we'll know where all the corners and the flag lines.
Did you say $10,000?
No.
$1,000. Holy Christ, Chuck. We're going to business if that's.
Chuck is going to be a surveyor. Yeah, he's gonna be a surveyor.
And that's the only quote we've got?
That's the only one that I got.
I.
I don't think it's gonna change that much.
No. Like I said, they have all the information for it here already that they had gotten previously.
And he can do it quickly?
Yep.
Okay.
3 weeks from authorization.
I'll make a motion to approve the proposal for Wilderness Survey, for a survey of the town hall property.
I'll second that. Well, just a comment, we're spending an awful lot of money here.
I know we are.
Scare me a little bit. I'll second it.
We have to.
I know that.
Don't really have a choice.
Been there before.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the survey for the town hall property. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 12, approval of ambulance standby request for LDF school football games. Chief, you want your ambulance there?
Yep.
Yeah, it's something we always do for the kids every football season. I think there's four games this year that we just.
Four home games, yeah.
Gotcha, and we do that at no charge, correct?
Right.
Correct, and I gave him the schedule.
We just get you to drop the charge.
Then what we need is a motion to approve the ambulance standby with dropping the charges for the kids' football games.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Question?
Chuck.
Items 9, 10, and 11.
Yes.
Everything with the shed and the salt storage. At this point, not knowing how much this is all gonna cost, but do we have a plan of where this money is coming from?
We're gonna have to budget it.
Some of it.
I mean, is it gonna be like we're going to the bank to get a loan?
No. I wanna be able to consume this hopefully within our budget.
Yeah.
And that's why we've gotta get the numbers pretty firm here. We need some progress, because if we're going to install this in the budget, we gotta figure out where we're gonna cut. And, yeah, that's pretty important, because I don't even know we don't even know how the tax farm's gonna read from the county of what we're gonna be able to increase legally, because the tax freeze is still on.
It's been 2%, but.
And, yeah, and we.
What we have to spend this year, we pretty much have.
Have, yeah.
Yeah.
But the building and, well, not except for the asphalt pad.
Mm-hmm.
But the building and the asphalt pad is what we really have to worry about, and then any possible remediation if there's.
Yeah.
The thing is with the contamination, if there's a contamination issue, that schedule can be spread out over a period of time, so, you know what I mean? If you want it, it's not gonna get that much worse all at once. So then at that point, we'll be able, when the consultant gets done, then we'll be able to adjust some type of a timeframe of what we're going to do and when we're going to do it. And then at that point, then we may have to, I mean, if it's a big problem, and we end up with something that's really severe, at that point, we may be coming back to the taxpayers to decide whether we're gonna have to borrow the money, or are we going to have a referendum to increase the levy here. So, but that bridge, I don't even wanna really bring that discussion up right now, because that's just so far out from right now. We gotta know where we're at first, and I think the most important thing about this town board is we have to be diligent, and we can't ignore it anymore, so it is gonna be a little bit of a burden here. And I think it's just the responsibility that we have to do, so I hope everybody agrees with that.
Yes, Gary?
Yes, Gary again. Are there some state or federal guidelines for the amount of contamination when they do a test? So if they, if we go under the regulated amount, then there is no contamination issue, correct?
Correct, but there still is a third party that isn't our property.
Yeah.
So we do have some negotiations when we get done here to make sure that everybody's satisfied.
It's the tribe's land, and we have a responsibility to them too, so.
So will they dictate the amount of contamination regulations? Is that above and beyond what federal regulations are?
Very, very well possible.
Which one governs the other one?
Standards, but we certainly would try to, you know, be in harmony with what their wishes are.
Yep.
Yeah, that's another one.
I just wanna know which one trumps the other, is it federal or state? We know we got contamination.
Actually, we have to look at it in terms of, we're working with our neighbors here.
I agree.
And, you know, we need to do what's right so that they're okay with it and approve it, so.
Okay.
That's the important thing. All right, we have a motion on the floor to adjourn at 1:26, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Is this an extra copy, or is this not an extra copy?
You have a good trip.